Okay, welcome to the mini story for the Emotionally Intelligent Husband's Lesson. Let's get started. This story is told in the present tense right now. Here we go. Bob is a newlywed. He and his wife, Kathy, have been married only 2 months. Unfortunately, Bob is an authoritarian husband. Every day he tells Kathy, "Cook my food! Clean this house! Serve me, woman!" Bob feels he is entitled to be served like a king by his wife. Kathy is very sweet. She's a very sensitive person, and she emotes strongly. She always shows her true feelings. Kathy had a strict upbringing. Her mom told her to always obey her husband. Since she has strong moral fiber, Kathy tries to do what her mom taught. But every day she becomes more sad because of Bob. Finally, she has had enough. She yells at Bob with righteous indignation. "Shut up, you pig! I want a divorce!" Bob is so shocked, he has a heart attack and dies. But after he is dead, nobody mourns. Kathy takes his life insurance money and now is very happy. The end. Okay, let's start back to the beginning. All right. Bob is a newlywed. Has Bob been married for a long time? Well, no, he has not. He is a newlywed. Has his wife been married for a long time? Well, of course not. They both got married at the same time. Not a long time. They are both newlyweds. They've been married a short time. How long have they been married? Well, they've been married only 2 months. So they are newlyweds because they have been married less than 1 year. So Bob is a newlywed, and of course Kathy is a newlywed. They are both newlyweds, using it as a noun. Unfortunately, Bob is an authoritarian husband. Is Bob a tolerant husband? No. He's not tolerant. He doesn't care about his wife's opinions or other people's opinions. Is Bob a flexible husband? No, he's not flexible. He won't change at all. Is Bob a tough boss? Is he that kind of husband? Yes, that's right. He's an authoritarian husband. Is Bob like a dictator? Yes, that's right. Bob is an authoritarian husband. He's like a dictator. He's like a strong ruler over his wife. Bob is an authoritarian husband. Is Bob an authoritarian father? Well, no, he's not an authoritarian father because they have no children. Bob is an authoritarian husband. He's an authoritarian husband. Is Kathy an authoritarian wife? Well, no, Kathy's not an authoritarian wife. The opposite, actually. Bob, however, is an authoritarian husband. And every day he tells Kathy, "Cook my food! Clean this house! Serve me, woman!" Bob feels he is entitled to be served like a king by his wife. We're using entitled here as a verb, actually. Entitlement is the noun, but to be entitled can be used as a verb or an adjective. So Bob feels he is entitled. I am entitled to be served like a king. So, in this case, it's not a noun. Bob feels he is entitled. It means he feels he has the power. He should have the power to be served by his wife. Does he feel he is entitled to be served by strangers? No, he doesn't feel like he's entitled to be served like by strangers. Does he feel he is entitled to be served by his own mother? Well, I don't know, maybe, but maybe not. We're not sure, really. Does he feel he is entitled to be served by his wife? Well, yes, absolutely. He feels he is entitled to be served by his wife. Does Kathy feel she is entitled to be served by Bob? No. Kathy does not feel she's entitled to be served by Bob. It's the opposite. Bob feels he is entitled. He has the power. He should have the power to be served by his wife, Kathy. And Kathy, however, is a very sweet wife. She's very sensitive, and she emotes strongly. Does Kathy show her emotions? Well, that's right. Yes, she emotes strongly. Does she express her feelings? Yes, yes, she does. She emotes strongly. She shows her feelings a lot. Does she emote only anger? No, no, no. That's not true. She doesn't emote only anger. She emotes all her emotions. She shows all her emotions. She expresses all her emotions. She emotes strongly, and she emotes everything. She shows all her emotions. So Kathy is sensitive, and she emotes strongly. She always shows her true feelings. Kathy had a strict upbringing, however. Her mom told her to always obey her husband. Was Kathy's upbringing relaxed? No, no, her parents were not relaxed. She had a strict, a very tough upbringing. Was Kathy's upbringing conservative, very conservative? Yeah, I think you would describe that as conservative. Her mom was very old-fashioned, very conservative. She had a strict upbringing. Kathy had a strict upbringing. Did Bob have a strict upbringing? Well, no, not really. Bob was spoiled when he was a child. His parents gave him everything. They served him. They let him do anything he wanted. So he was kind of a spoiled brat. But Kathy, however, had a very tough upbringing, a very strict upbringing, because her mom told her, always obey your parents. Always obey your future husband. The good thing about Kathy is she has strong moral fiber. She always tries to do what is right, what is correct, what her mom taught her to do. Does Kathy have strong moral fiber? Well, yes, she does, of course. She has strong moral fiber. Does Kathy try to do what is right? Yes, she does. She has strong moral fiber. She tries to do what is right. Would Kathy steal money from someone? No, of course not. Kathy has strong moral fiber. She would never steal from another person. Would Kathy try to kill another person? No, Kathy has strong moral fiber. She would never try to kill or hurt someone else. She has strong moral fiber. Why does Kathy obey Bob? Well, because her mom told her she should, Kathy thinks she must have strong moral fiber and therefore must obey Bob. But finally, she changes her mind, right? Finally, she yells at him because she is sad every day because of Bob. So finally, she yells at him with righteous indignation. Does she talk to him quietly? Well, no, she yells, of course. Does she yell with a lot of anger? Yes, that's right, she does. She's very angry when she yells. She's indignant. She has indignation. She yells at him with indignation, with anger. What kind of anger? Is it anger from being, hurt? Not exactly, no. It's righteous indignation. She feels Bob is wrong and she is right. Bob is doing bad, bad things, and Kathy is a good person, so she feels righteous indignation. She has righteous indignation. She yells at him with righteous indignation. When she yells with righteous indignation, what does she say? Well, she says, "Shut up, you pig! I want a divorce!" Is Bob surprised by Kathy's righteous indignation? Yes, he is. He's very surprised by her righteous indignation. So surprised, he has a heart attack. And then he dies. But after Bob is dead, nobody mourns. Does anybody feel sad because Bob is dead? Well, no. Nobody feels sad. Nobody mourns him. Does Kathy mourn him? No, Kathy doesn't mourn him. She doesn't feel sad after he dies. She thinks he's a pig, right? He's been a bad man. So she does not mourn him. She does not cry. She does not wear black. She does not feel really sad. She does not mourn him. Do Bob's friends mourn him? No, Bob's friends don't mourn him either because he doesn't have any friends. Nobody likes Bob. So Bob is not mourned by his friends because he doesn't have friends. And Kathy doesn't mourn Bob either. Nobody mourns Bob. Nobody feels sad for Bob after he's dead. What happens next? Does Kathy have a good life? Well, as a matter of fact, she does. She gets money from Bob's life insurance, and now she is rich and free and very happy. All right, good job. One more time. This time I'll pause. Please repeat the key phrases after me. Now, don't just repeat. Copy my pronunciation. Copy my rhythm. Copy my tone. Everything. Copy my emotion. Here we go. Bob is a newlywed. Good. Bob is a newlywed. Okay, very good. He and his wife, Kathy, have been married only 2 months. Unfortunately, Bob is an authoritarian husband. Okay, good. Unfortunately, Bob is an authoritarian husband. Good. Every day he yells at Kathy. He says, "Cook my food, clean this house, serve me, woman." Bob feels he is entitled to be served by his wife. Okay, good. A little bit difficult. Bob feels he is entitled to be served by his wife. Okay, good. Bob feels he is entitled to be served by his wife. Kathy, however, is a very sweet wife. She is very sensitive, and she emotes strongly. Okay, very good. She is very sensitive, and she emotes strongly. Good. She's very sensitive, and she emotes strongly. She always shows her true feelings. Kathy had a strict upbringing. Good. Kathy had a strict upbringing. Very good. Her mom taught her to always obey her parents and always obey her future husband. Since she has strong moral fiber, Kathy tries to follow her mom's teaching. Okay, very good. Since she has strong moral fiber, Kathy tries to follow her mom's teaching. Okay, very good. But every day she becomes more sad because of Bob. Finally, she yells at Bob with righteous indignation. Okay, very good. Finally, she yells at Bob with righteous indignation. Okay, great. She yells with righteous indignation, "Shut up, you pig! I want a divorce!" Bob is so shocked, he has a heart attack and dies. But after he is dead, nobody mourns. Okay, good. But after he is dead, nobody mourns. Okay, great. But after he is dead, nobody mourns. Kathy takes his life insurance money, and now she is rich and free and very happy. Okay, very nice. Use your pause button when you do this. Use your pause button often. But now, please use your pause button and tell all of the story. Tell the entire story yourself out loud. Say it where you can hear it. You don't need to remember every word. It's not a memory test. Just try to use the vocabulary correctly. That's the important part. You can change the details. Doesn't matter. Try to remember the vocabulary. Try to use it correctly. That's what is important. Okay, great. If this is difficult for you, listen to it many, many times before you try speaking. It's okay. Listen to it as many times as you want. Listen every day a few times for 1 month if necessary. It's okay. Go slow. Relax. Take your time. After you understand it completely and easily, then, only then, try practicing speaking with your pause button. Okay, good job. Next is the mini story point of view lesson. I will tell the same story using different time frames, different points of view. See you next time. Bye-bye.